What about Ben? I want to make sure we have a minion. We have Sruli here.
Sruli, Oren.
And Jake is not here today, so we have how many? Sruli's here.
I texted the chat.
Okay. And Azriel should be here. So, what is that? I'm so tired. I think it's eight.
No?
Seven.
Oren, Sruli, and Azriel. We need one more for the minion.
Benji, maybe you should try to get Benji Yehuda Pinsker
or Josh
Leffler.
Or is going to come too.
What about Josh Leffler?
Hey,
Dr. Dreiser, it's 31. We got to start. Dr. Dreiser, you want to come in? Come out of the computer. Hey, guys, great. Good to see everyone. I'm proud of you. Dr. Dreiser, you're good to see you. That's smother. Dr. Dreiser is always involved in the tire. You know, I'm serious. You know what I mean? Most guys are getting ready for the NFL now. Games, football games.
What games?
NFL games. Most people are getting ready to get ready to watch the games for 7 hours.
Why not?
Dr. Dreiser is sitting and learning. He wants to learn. You know what I mean? Everyone's getting their potato chips and the hamburgers ready. Not Dr. Dreiser. It's great to see you. Okay, let's begin. It's 32. We're two minutes late already. Let's begin. Okay, it's great to see everybody this morning. And it's also great to see everyone at the Maleva Malka last night. Very enjoyable. Baruch Hashem, thank you, Kodesh Baruch, for everything. It's nice to be together. We missed it. Next time, we'll be better. Okay, and it was enjoyable. Unbelievable binyamin. I never saw it in my life. You got a spirit striking every single frame. Azriel, you didn't take my Gemara. You didn't bring your Gemara. I got it. So every frame you got a strike or a spear, except for the very last one. And that means I never heard of that phrase. You guys taught me that phrase. They never left a pin up, right? I never heard that phrase before. Till the very last pin stood up. The probability of that happening, I was thinking, is like what, 1,000,000 to 1? It's crazy, but it's unbelievable. Okay. It's great to see everyone. Let us progress now in the Gemara and the Hamad Bays, and we've got to do start the Tais and see how far we get. Maybe we'll finish it. We'll see. I think there's understanding. The Gemara says in Hamad Bays, two lines. Azriel, you want to read today? Why don't you read Hamad Bays? Yes? Yep. Go ahead. Let's see. Hamad Bays, two lines on the bottom. Everyone did a great effort at it. Azriel, Lamais Aryeh, and Usher. Okay, go ahead. Everyone did a great job. Yosef. And I real everyone's bowling good, Lamais. Go ahead. Yeah. Now we got to learn good, right? Surely's learning good anyway. Go ahead.
They asked the Shiloh,
it's all Lachal Lamais always, Bailu. Okay? Go ahead.
Tabulaf is mine. They brought him after the time.
30-day loan, and they bring him on day 30 or day 31, and they say, you know what? Pay me back. I'm a low.
But I'm a low.
So I know what you're talking about. I paid you back at day 15. Okay? So it's at day 30, and he said at day 15, I paid you back. Mao, what's the din? Go ahead. Actually, he takes out the word Amrinan.
Yes. Yeah,
right? Because it's like, why repeat the word Amrinan twice? So, me Amrinan, b'makom what?
Chazaka ma'amad l'shaker.
Yeah, in other words, you take out the second Amrinan. Do we say that what? A migu beats out a chazaka. What's the word ma'amad l'shaker mean? I could have made a better lie. Basically, it's synonymous with the word migu. Okay? Yeah? Okay. Someone just told me a joke that he bought a bath thesaurus, and it said like certainty is certainty. You get the joke? There's the thesaurus are synonyms. So the synonym they gave was the same word. Yes, it's a bad joke. Okay, here we go. All right, you got me? You got me, Sruli? You appreciate that one? Yeah, okay. Yeah, what do you say? Go ahead, yes. Yeah.
Why did you say day 30? Wouldn't it be day 31?
Yeah, day 31. Achar Zman. Yeah, day 30. First I said day 30. I corrected myself. Day 31. Tavol Achar Zman. So in other words, do we say what? Do we say B'makom Chazak Ma'alu L'Shaker? So it's a synonym. I could have made a better lie. Whenever you see Ma'alu L'Shaker in Shas, guys, it means Amigu. You guys got to know this. Go ahead, oh what?
Oh, Jamal, or maybe B'makom Chazak Alom, Rina.
Or maybe B'makom Chazaka and the Miyagu loses. Okay? This is a Shiloh of Miyagu B'makom Chazaka. You got to know this in Shas. Heyam and Beis. It's a very important Shiloh that comes up. Okay? It's a very important Shiloh, Halacha L'maisa. And we need to know it, what it's based on. Okay? Let us now read the Rashi. Go ahead. The last Rashi in Alman, Mali the Shaker.
Mali the Shaker. Ibai Amar Lei, is he able to say, Patiqa Bismani, that I paid during the time? Poke up, therefore, Ki Amar Lei, Nam Jafil Matos Mani. He can also say that I paid during the time in Elam Bishwa. He would be believed with swearing.
You believe with a shul, yes? So, in other words, what did he actually say? What was his actual claim? Parati B'tov Smani. Ari, are you with me on this? He actually said Parati B'tov Smani. But what was the theoretical claim? That he could have said what? He could have said he paid it what? He paid it Bismani. Right. Which is day 30, 31, same thing for our purposes. Okay? Right. But no, notice it says Nemed B'shua. So the Migur gives you a privilege to take the Shua and be able to be believed. You follow what I'm saying? Now, what is the shvuah? I want you to get down to your notes. What is the shvuah? What type of shvuah would you be believed in? So that's the pashup shot, okay? The pashup shot is exactly what Sruli said. I want you to get down in your notes. The pashup shot means that it's a shvuah. Shvuah is heses. Because it's a kofa. You're saying you pay back the whole thing. And you want to take heses to get out of that. And that's it, okay? That's the pashup shot. So, I want you to get this down. Not everyone agrees with this, okay? The Kovet Shiurim in Os Lamedala quotes from his father-in-law, Remeir Atlas, sets out. Remeir Atlas was Hanan's father-in-law. He was a great goan. And Remeir Atlas says he means a shvua d'oraisa, which is a very big chiddush. He means a shvua d'oraisa, which is a very big chiddush. And Shmuel Razovsky, and also Rav Nachum Barchovich all say he's referring to what? A shvuah d'oraisa, which is a big chiddush. So how is that? So I want you to get this charifus. How is that? Who writes heses? The Rif, one second, the Rif and the Rosh say heses, and Rav Elchanan in the Kopesh Oslam Adalin says he's referring to a shvuah d'oraisa. How is that? So I want you to get this. Are you with me? The Gemara says in Bava Kama, actually Rashi says in Bava Kama, Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph, what is Kofar HaKol? Yosef comes over to me and says, what? Rabbi, you owe me $100,000. So I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I deny the whole thing. What's the din? I walk away, I'm Pater. Why? What's the reason why I'm Pater? Kofar HaKol is Pater. Ein Adam Meiz Bifnei Baal Chovo. A person's not going to be chutzpahdik to lie in his face. So if I'm saying I don't owe you a penny, we believe you. Yes? You got that?
Can I repeat that?
Yeah, why is Kofar HaKol Pater? Motive and mixes is chai v'shua. If I agree that I owe you money, I owe you only 50,000, I'm chai v'shua on the other 50. So really get this down. But if I deny the whole thing, I can walk Minotaurah. Why? Because no one's going to lie in front of his Baal Chov. Yes? You got that? No one's going to lie in front of a Baal Chov. Okay? So Kofar HaKol is pumped because Chazak ain't on him is lichvor HaKol. Okay? So what does that mean? What does that mean? Arya, please get this down. What does that mean? That means where there's no chazaka, what's the din? Where there's no chazaka made in a maze, what would be the din, Yosef? That Kofar HaKol theoretically what? Would be chai v'shua, yes? The only reason why Kofar HaKol is pater is because why? I'm going to write it on the board, but I want you to get it. The reason why Kofar HaKol is pater is because chazaka ain't on a maze, b'fnei baal chovo. But if you draw me up a case where there's no chazaka, then Kofar HaKol would be chai. Is that correct? Yes? Let's get it. There's a malva and there's a lova.
Right?
What is the malva? What is a lova? There's a malva and there's a lova.
The lova is a personality.
The lova, what does the lova of the lender say? If he says, motive and mixas, what's the din? You tell me. He's motive to what? $50,000. He denies the other 50. Either he paid it back or he says, you're lying. What's the din, motive and mixas? We learned it. Ki yuzeh, yuchai v'shvud yuraisa. Yuchai v'shvud yuraisa. You got to know this. I'm the what? I'm the other half. That's motive and mixas. We have to know that. Ki yuzeh. Remember we wrote that on the board?
Right.
What happens when he denies the whole thing? He's kofar HaKol. What's the din in that case? where he denies the whole thing. What's it then? Usher? Come on, let's get this. Focus on this. What's it then? A kofar kol? You're potter from a shul, right? Why are you potter from a shul? You can walk out of bed and say, I know what you're talking about. What? Exactly. People are not going to be abrasive enough to lie. Chazaka ain't on the meis b'fnei b'chol. Correct. And therefore, if you do it, we assume that you're telling the truth. You got that? Are we clear? Okay. So what I'm telling you is that you draw me up a case where a kofar kol l'maisa. If you draw me up a case where kofar kol will not have a chazaka, then l'maisa, right? Then l'maisa, we what?
Make him pay.
We would make him pay. We would say he's chayav. So in our case, what do we have? Let's see. In our case, you have a chazaka of what? What is our case? What did the guy say? What did the guy say? He said, parati toch what? Parati toch zmani. What is that against? That's against the chazaka of what? That's against the chazaka of ein adam poreya b'toch zman. No one pays back toch zman. And the only reason why you'd be believed is because why? What's the only reason why you'd be believed? Is because you have a migu. What was the migu? That I could have said that I paid after the zman. And then I would be putter from the shul because of what? Ain't on a meis, right? But the problem is, the ne'aman is not mitzad atzmo, it's mikoch ha-chazaka. And since the migu is rak mikoch the chazaka, it doesn't work because it's against another chazaka. What's the other chazaka? Of ainan aparev toksmano. Therefore, there's no beer of a migu, and therefore you're going to be chmuchuy with a shua diraisa. So when Rashi says nemba b'shua, he meant what? He meant kofar kol. He means kofar kol. Kofar kol is chayav shua diraisa because you don't have what? You don't have this chazaka of ainan of what? Of chazaka ainan meizbe b'chomo. And if he says it, it must be he's telling the truth. He's part of why? Because we know he's not telling the truth. Why is he not telling the truth? Because he gets another chazaka of ein adam poreya b'toch zmano. You have that chazaka. So you're going to tell me, oh, he has a migu? What was the migu? Fine, the migu is against chazaka. Chazaka ein adam what? Ein adam poreya b'toch zmano. So if it's ein adam poreya b'toch zmano, what do you have? If you have ein adam poreya b'toch zmano, it evaporates the chazaka, and therefore what's the din? The din is that what? Is that you should be chayiv. Should be chayiv a shu'ud yiraisa. That's exactly Rashi what? Rashi is being mischavin here. Halach l'maisa. Kofra kol is chayiv l'maisa. Patr neshu'ud. I'll give you an example. Let's say by pikadon. What's the din of pikadon? By a loan, does the guy do me a favor or not? Yeah. By loans, does the guy do me a favor? Of course he does you a favor. He's lent you the money. If you have the chutzpah to be kofra kol and so you don't own a penny, it must be you're telling the truth. By pikadon, is a guy doing you a favor?
No.
What's it in my call for a call, according to Rashi, by Pikado? You're chayav shu'ud yiraisa. Why? Because you don't have the din of ein adam meiz b'fnei b'chomo. Because he didn't do you a tov.
So
yes?
Oh,
so excellent. So plug it in. So when the Lovitz says, I paid back toks man, you should be believed with the migu you paid after this man. Right? Right? And we should believe you based on what? Based on the chazaka, your net meis b'fnei b'chomo. But the whole koach of the migu is what? Based on the chazaka that you're not going to lie. Here, what? We have another chazaka against that, that you do lie. Chazaka ain't an amperev doxmano. So it's a chazaka versus a chazaka. It's mavato the koach of the birur. And therefore you're left in the status quo. Therefore you have no birur of a chazaka. And according to Rashi, when you have no birur of the chazaka, you're left with what? A chiv shua kof rakol. Just like my kof rakol, you're chayav shua. So to here, the chazaka gets evaporated based on the other chazaka. Right? What is it then? I wrote kof rakol is patra. I should write down by milvin, by halva. Write that down, guys. But by kof rakol, the pikadon, where there was no favor, shalom asalo tova. He didn't do him a favor. He did him no favor at all. Kofar kol is chayav shua. That's exactly our case. Our case also is chayav shua in our case. So when Rashi says Bishvua, he meant what? Says Rabbi Chanan and the Araisa. Not like the standard Rishon that said meant Hesus. They say it means a Hesus because he really is a Kofar HaKol. So there's a very, very big difference how to learn up the Rashi. Okay? Halach Lomaisa. This Shiloh remains an open Shiloh. And the Rishon and the Rift of Mukhios of the Russian Simon Test, the Piskei Arid, and the Shulchan Aruch Simon Ayin Ches Sifei. And Choshim Mishpat says, we paskin lechumra, and he has to take a Hesus, and that's it. We assume it's a Hesus. We don't assume like the Shtikl Torah of Rabbi Chanan, Hashem, his father, Rabbi Meir Atlas, and who else? And Rabbi Nachum Bar Chavitz and Shmuel Rezot. Okay? But what they're pointing out is very astute because it's Rashi Lishitasa in Baba Kama. You want me to say the whole thing again?
I have it down.
We got that? What does Rashi mean when he says Nema Bishvua? Did he mean a Hesus? Like the Rif and like the Rashi? Or no, did he mean what? It's a Shvua D'Yeraisa. And they want to say this on Rashi Lishitasa. It meant what? It meant a Shvua D'Yeraisa. Because it's like the case of Pikadon. It's the same result. Because Kofar HaKol Bapikadon, you don't do the guy a favor. You don't have the Enam Meis for your Chayav and Shvua D'Yeraisa. Here you don't have a beer because the Chazaka is wiped out by the other Chazaka. Aveid and Aparev Doxmano. Yes, Ariel.
I have everything down. I just want to make sure that who was the one that said no Shvua? Oh, no, that it's a Shvua D'Yeraisa. That
Rav Elchanan Mishim Ramer Atlas says when Rashi says Bishvua, your name of Bishvua, it's a Shvua D'Yeraisa you have to take. It's a Shvua D'Yeraisa. That's what Nachum Barchavitz and Shmuel Rozovsky say the same thing. Against what the Rif says that it meant Hesus. The Rif and the Rosh say it meant Hesus and Hesus alone. Yes, Sruli.
One of the most of these bears is a Kofar HaKol Stam, that's where we say you're putter. Because we have a Chazaka in our case and you're fighting against the Migu, I'm confused how that then brings you to a Shuas D'Yeraisa.
Because what is the rationale why Kofar HaKol is putter?
Because you wouldn't be so brazen to like.
Right, but what offsets that here?
The Chazaka. I mean,
what's the Chazaka say?
That we don't believe you're going to do that.
That no one pays Toksman, so that means you're back to status quo.
And
which is what? Which is back to saying that what? That your Kofar HaKol has no anchor of a Chazak. I know for sure the guy's lying.
Okay.
He would be lying, therefore he's not lying, he's Pata. We don't have that anymore.
Okay.
So we would impose a Shvua D'Yeraisa on you, not Hesus anymore.
Why D'Yeraisa why not Hesus?
Because what's the rationale? Kofar Hesus is only when you're really fully believed. It's just a side point. Remember, it's only the Rabbana. It was a later Takana of Nachman. Because of some. Remember, why did we say the rationale of Hesus was? What was the rationale of Hesus? Because a person has to have some credibility to his claim.
Okay.
What's the credibility to his claim? That he must be saying so. You have to take a Hesus, a little bit of a shoe to get rid of that from the Toveh. But that's the Rabbana. That's exactly what's going on here with this Rashi.
Does that acknowledge the Migu at all? Because it's just there's a Chazaka you're fighting against. It doesn't acknowledge that there's a Migu. So in this opinion...
No, but the Migu, the question is, Lomais, you don't have the beer of a Migu because you're going to be Chayv and Midiraisa. That's the first side. First side is you're not believed. It's a Migu b'makom what? It's a Migu b'makom Chazaka, and there's no beer of the Migu because why? The whole Nemanis of the Migu is based on what? The Koach and the Chazaka. And the Koach and the Chazaka, the Migu is based on the Chazaka, but the Chazaka here doesn't work because it's against another Chazaka. So there's no beer, right?
Okay.
Right? Lomaisa, so that's the whole point of the Migu. The Migu is that you never would have lied. And if I'm, in Lomaisa, I'm Kofar HaKol, right? That's the whole point here.
Yeah.
Right? Here I'm making the actual claim, Lomaisa. You're being Kofar HaKol, Lomaisa, because Chazak and him is. So if there's no Chazak, you should be Chayvishmua. So here, there's a Chazak against you. So the only reason why you're Neman is because you had an Amigu that you could have paid after Zman. So I'm Pater from the Shua because why? Of Ein and Amaz. That's normally why Kofar HaKol is Pater, right? That's normally why Kofar HaKol is Pater. So Kofar HaKol is Pater because of that notion. But that Koach goes out the window here. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That koach goes out the window here. That means the lova claim to tochasman should be amigu with a should believe with the amigu achasman and believe with that mikoch lazaka of ein anameis. Why would you believe with that theoretical claim? Why would you believe with that theoretical claim? Because ein anameis, right? Why you believe with the amigu? You said tochasman with the amigu. I could have said lachasman. That amigu lachasman is believed because ein anameis. Well, that amigu goes out the window, lemaisa, when you make the claim of what? Here, there's a chazaka then, so it's not going to boost the actual claim you made. What's the actual claim you made? I said Tokzman. Then we got to say Lachasman. Lachasman, I believe, based on what the ha'ad, based on Ein Ameis, right? So therefore, that boosts my claim now. That claim now that I'm making is bogus because it's against another chazaka. So you're left with the status quo. So it's kofar hakol and should be chayvin a Torah, lemaisa. That's what they want to tie in the lemaisa, okay? That's the chiddush they want to say, it's a shvua de yiraisa. That's what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't, okay. That's a chiddush to say, lemaisa, that Rashi meant that, but it makes sense, Rashi l'shitaso. Yes, go ahead.
Can we say in our case, we didn't accept, we have an unusual migu? Because this migu is kind of like super strong. Because if you had, I'll take Bismani, that you made this migu, then okay, fine, you could have said that you paid Bismani, but you're saying Betochmani. Now you have two things you could have said that would have been better. You could have said you paid L'Achrasman.
Yeah.
You could have said you paid Bisman, but you're going
no, Bisman and L'Achrasman are the same thing.
No, but wouldn't it be more believable that you're not paying Bisman? Because even Rosh Chodesh says, Halavai are paying Bisman. L'Achrasman seems like that.
I know, but our purposes, we assume there's only Tosman and that. Yes, and that's Man itself. Okay, so that's the first side in the Gemara. And the first side in the Gemara, again, the Migu always is boost, you know, it's going to boost what you're claiming, but that gets shot down immediately because there's what? There's Chazak on the other side. And therefore, Lamaisa, you're going to believe with the Tanasa, Rakmi Kocha Chazak, Hashin and Emeis. So, whole Koch and the Migu is based on what? The Tava Chazak and Emeis, which goes out the window, because here there's a Ein Adam Preptox Mana. So it's Chazak versus Chazak. It's a bottle, the koach of Shneim, and therefore you're left in the status quo, and therefore, Lamaisa, you have no concept of the Chazaka. There's no Bureau of the Chazaka, and therefore, Lamaisa, when there's no Bureau of Chazaka, should up it to be a Shvudi Raisa, like you said, by Bikaro. Kofra Kobe, Bikaro is kind of Shvudi Raisa. Okay, that's the first side. Go ahead, Azur, you're doing a great job. What's the second side? Go ahead. Oh, or maybe we say the Migu wins, right? I'm sorry. Or maybe we say Dilma Bakazar Lor Mina Malichak. Maybe the Migu doesn't win. The first side is the Migu wins to give you the privilege to take a what? A Shvua. What type of Shvua we said is a Machlaikis? Is it a Hesis or is it a what? Is it Shvua Yerai? So Dilma what? Oh, Dilma, the Migu loses out and you're done. Migu loses out. You're not given the privilege of Shvua and you got to pay. And that's it. That's a very fascinating Shiloh. Migu Babakon Zakran Shas. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Let's see.
So,
okay. Go ahead.
The Chazaka Shinasan Ad Shiyav Araya. There's a Chazaka that...
Where is that from? What?
Is that in Mosmich
Beram? Where is that from? It's the Mishnah and Ham and Aleph. The first case, up to the four Amos, they both have to contribute. The first guy asks the second guy, help me out. So the second guy, we assume paid until you bring a Raya, they didn't pay. Yes? Yeah? So what's the case? Hey, Chidami, go ahead.
What's the case? Elayma, if you say, should Tovula offer Ma, that he paid after the time?
Yes.
But Amar Lo, that he brought him after the time, or Amar Lo, partik of his money, I paid on time.
What's it then?
Shinta.
You're believed. If I say that you owe me money, and I say Milva Alpeh, it's a law or a loan, and I say I paid it, I'm believed, right? It's a Mishnah Shu, it's Taflam Chesim and Eves. Of course I'm believed. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? It's Dara Pasha. El Olav, what must it be? I said Pratikha B'Toksmani, right? Go ahead. Someone try to text Bench, tell him we need a tenth from Minya. I want to have a Mincha, because we got nine, okay? And one of the guys, please tell them, okay? So what's the case? We said Pratikha B'Toksmani. So what's the din? Alma, we see El Olav, do El Olav, do again, El Olav must be.
So Elulav, the Amar led
particular
toast money. Must be that he said he paid during the time. Alma, so, we see a few of Makum Chazaka.
There it is. He's believed. Yes. He has a migu. What's his migu?
That he could have said I paid on time.
He said toast money. He could have said I paid on time, and he's believed. We assume he's paid. So you see, that's we have this Shailin and Baba Basha and Beis with the migu versus Chazaka. And what's the answer to the Gemara? The Gemara says, you see, from a Mishnah, you're believed. So the first side wins. The migu wins. How does the Gemara slug it up? Before you get to that, I want you to get this down. Nachlas David, I guess, wrote a tshuva say, but David Tavel, the Talmud of Chaim Elazar, Simen Chavav, in the tshuvas. Please get this down. Nachlas David wrote tshuvas as well. In Simen Chavav, he quotes from Shem Reb Chaim Elazar, the study at Sofik. What's the study at Sofik? Enan Amporea. Is it the strength of a rov? What's the din of a rov? Right? What's the suffix? Is this chazaka strength, gadol mamish, like Edom, or not? You follow me? Then vadai what? You wouldn't be believed, or did we say the what? Even though it's a great shkach, but it's not like Edom, and therefore he's believed to a mavli b'shaker. So I want you to get that down in your notes. How do you view the chazaka of Enon Menes Pana Bifnei Bachol? Is it viewed as a what? Is it viewed as a, like Edom, to that degree, and therefore if it's viewed as Edom, then Amigo's going to lose out to Edom, he can walk him in warm in, or do you say it's not as strong as Edom? Is it a super duper chazaka, or is it a what? More minimal type of chazaka. Okay, we got that? That's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains. Now, even though... It's a chazaka, but it's not like Edom. So it's not like Edom. Maybe Amigo would win. Or if it's mamash of the power of like Edom, then Lamaisa, then it would not work, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? It would not work, Halach Lamaisa. It's just not as strong. So is it mamash? Like, is it like, you know, like a chazaka, like a rov? But it's not like Edom. If it's like Edom, then Amigo would lose. If it's not, then maybe Amigo would win. Now, there are many places in Shas where Amigo beats out a chazaka. And there are places that Lamaisa, that it doesn't. The Rashba writes, not all chazakas are what? Not all chazakas are the same. But we're going to see in the Tisus, Bez Hashem, about this question. Okay, we got this? Okay. So this is Lamaisa the Shiloh. So it's a good, so how do we slug it up? Go ahead, Asriel.
So, Shani Hafa, here's different, the close up of the Sabah is in there.
Kol shafa v'shafa zimnu. What does it mean, shafa v'shafa? Maybe you have it with the shin here, okay? That's why I pronounce it with the shin.
Oh, sorry.
Kol shafa v'shafa. You said korin said it with a sin, okay? We pronounce it kol shafa v'shafa. Maybe they're both right. We also said with a samach, no? Didn't we have a girsa with a samach?
In the
Agos v'tziyunu. Didn't we have that?
Yeah.
What was it? Kol shafa v'shafa. Excellent, yeah. With safa v'safa. Every row of bricks is you have to pay installments. There are 20 rows of bricks, and each brick is its own installment. So what do you see from there?
That
no, you see that it's already zman. It's not prati tok zman. So it has no light on our shayla. In order to push the shayla migu against chazaka, it had to be tok zman, right? It's not tok zman. It's after zman. Because each row of bricks, there's an obligation. Okay.
Why
I can't hear you.
Why would it be a riot?
Because Miku B'Makom Chazaka wins. That's why he doesn't have to pay. Because we said the case was you said Pratika B'Doksmani, and even against Chazaka, what's the thing? Shafa B'Shafa makes it into Achersman, or Sofzman.
If it's Shafa B'Shafa and that makes it Achersman, wouldn't that be Pshita also?
What'd you say? Good question. How do we answer that? Good kasha, what's the answer? Chiddush is that's considered to be what? Over zman. To say that there are 20 installments, a big chiddush. Chur, you pay for the whole thing in one shot. That itself is the chiddush. That we consider that to be zman, zman, zman. It's not tok zman. Very good, Asriel. That's good for the chiddush. We said that when we first saw it.
That's chiddush, but the fact that you believe him, that's...
I understand, but no, that's good for the chiddush. That transforms it. So you're right. Prat zman generally is not. But to view this case as bizman is a chiddush. Pashup Shad, I would view this case as Toksman. That's good for the Chiddush. Uh-huh. Very good. That's what we said, Lamais. We had said that from, I forgot who we quoted that from. But that was the shot we had said. That was, there had been a Yon and the Rashba said that. The Ferish. That was good for the Chiddush. Excellent. So at the end of the day, we have no Raya from this, okay? You got that? We have no Raya from our mission, okay? Fine. Let's now turn to start the Tisus, okay? Let's now turn to start the Tisus. We got this so far? We got this floor, let's start the Tyson in the bottom. Guys, look inside. Me, I'm reading. Okay? Here we go. Go ahead, so you're doing a great job. Let's see inside. Okay?
So, me, I'm reading. So, do we say when there's a chazaka that you have a miku or not? So, the question of the Re has a question. The Re Bar Mordechai.
Who's the Re Bar Mordechai? The revolver.
That's not
known as the revolver.
That's not the same as the Re.
No, the revolt. This is the revolt. Different. Okay? I'm not sure how he's related to Rashi. I forgot. Go ahead. It's a great nephew. Yeah. Chazak is better than Shtar. Yeah? A Chazak is better than Shtar. How do you know the Chazak is better than Shtar? Go ahead. He proves it.
Because it's Mishnah, you can only collect it if you swear.
Right, we know that. Well, Yifrim Nichis, Kmo Nifrim Nichis Yisomim, Ella, Bishvua, yes? Even if you have a star, yes? And what did our Gemara say? They can at least collect from the Gedolim, according to the Tosas. The other Rishon be from Ketanim without a Shvua, yes? You can collect even from without a Shvua. It's unbelievable. So you see that what? Chazak is stronger than what? No, Chazak is stronger than a what? A star. Chazak doesn't need a Shvua, a star does. Yimkein. What's the shail in the Gemara whether a Migu beats out a Chazak? What is the shail? We know from what Daf and Bamitsiyah. Then a migu b'makom eidim is not good. What daf peves? Peves and manafis. And migu b'makom eidim. No, we've seen, learned that many times this year already. Toysdir maskal fikach said it. Toysdir said it in the bottom ham and off the bottom toysdir. Many times we've seen this principle of migu b'makom eidim. Yes. So if migu b'makom eidim doesn't work, go ahead. And what are we saying? And the star is like what? What is a star like? A star is like eidim. Yes. Why is a star like eidim, guys? You tell me. Why is a star like Adam? There are Adam signed on it, and if the Mabba holds the star, what does that assume? That the Lova hasn't paid him back yet. Because who writes up the star? The Lova pays for the Sova, writes up the star, and who holds the star after he gives him the money? The Mabba. When the borrower pays him back, the Mabba's going to demand what? The star back. So he won't have to collect from him twice, yes?
The Lova
pays the Sova to make up the star. Right? And then the Malva lends him the money. And who holds the star? The Malva holds the star. And then when the Lova pays back the Malva, he's giving the man the star back, so the Malva won't collect from him multiple times. Yeah, I said the Lova will demand the star back. I said Malva, I thought I said Lova twice. Again, the Lova hires the Sofer to write up a star. Yes? The Malva lends the Lova the money. The Malva holds the star until the Lova pays him back. Then the Malva will give the star back to the Lova. He'll demand it back, because otherwise, if the Malva holds the star, he's going to collect from the Lova multiple times. What'd you say, Israel?
Why would the Lova want to pay for a star?
What do you mean? I'm not going to lend you the money. You know, if you want to lend... He has to pay for those. Yeah, it's enough that I'm lending you the money. Pay the sofer.
The Malva doesn't want a star.
No. Doesn't make a difference. You're not going to get a loan unless you give me a star. Okay? Where are we going to get to it?
He doesn't get paid. He gets paid the exact amount that he lent out, which means he's only losing if he rent.
Yeah, but he's also not going to lend him the money if he has to pay for the software.
He might not get his money back if he doesn't.
Well, we're going to see, Lemaisa. But the notion of the Malva holding the star shows what? What is the notion of the Malva holding the star? That's the phrase I wrote on the board on Thursday. What's it called? Star Chaviyadi. My boy, your star in my hand, what is it doing there? Must be that you haven't paid me back yet, yes? Yeah? Now you can understand that din in one of two ways. Usually the Pashut Pshat is that it's a riot. It's just a riot. Okay? That's what the Rivam is saying. A star is like Adam, you haven't paid it back. Okay? Now many Gedolei Achronim quote Reb Chaim. There's a famous Reb Chaim, which I want you to know, he writes in the stencil. I remember doing the Reb Mital or Sameach. That star could be owning my boy, get it down. It's not just the raya that he hasn't paid you back, but it flows from the din of the star. The star tells me internally, innately, that the fact that the Malva's holding the star is avis, that Parati is not believed. It's not just an external raya that, oh, the fact that I have a star is a raya that you haven't paid me back, but the star is screaming, Kol's mind that the Malva's holding that it hasn't been paid. So it's not just an external riot. It flows innately. I want you to get this down. It's a famous Reb Chaim. It flows innately from the star. It's a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam writes the fikach. And it was mavo v'loy. The way the Rambam presents a certain din, he's trying to tell you that the halachas of a star, the components, the ingredients of a star are made that the malva has not collected yet if the malva is still what? Holding the star. Not just external proof of the fact that he still have it shows, but the star is being made. He calls mind that the Malva holds it. It's a different way of saying it. It's not an external proof just alone that if the Malva is holding the star, it shows that what? The Lova hasn't paid. But it's part of the actual fundamental concept of the star itself. The star is testifying when the Malva holds it that it hasn't been paid back the loan. It flows from the actual din of the star. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just proof the fact that the wallet's in your pocket, it's your wallet. It's more than that. It's like the Adam are popping out of the star and saying that this hasn't been paid back. And that's exactly what the Rivam is really saying here. Okay? What is the Rivam saying here? Read on, Israel. He's saying, Vim came, read again, Vim came my wad.
Vim came my tongue by the way.
What is the Shiloh of the Gemara? Go ahead, Vapshita. Pshita that Migu doesn't work against Adim. Get this down in your notes. What is he assuming? The Rivam that the Adim and the Shtar are the same thing. A Shtar is like Adim. So if a Migu doesn't work against Adim, then for sure what? Why? Why the what? Because the chazaka is better than a star. Why is the chazaka better than a star? Because the chazaka didn't need a shvua. Chazaka, right, did not need a shvua. Right, in our Gemara, we said, chazaka ain't on a mayas. I'm sorry, chazaka ain't on a parayim dalsmano. Therefore, you're able to collect without a shvua. But by a what? By a star, you needed a shvua. So I'm going to write it on the board so you get it 100%. It's math. Simple math. Adim and Shtar are on one hand, and Chazaka is on the other. Does Chazaka need Yeshua? Lo, Chazaka, Lo Tzar Yeshua. How do you know that? From our Gemara. Ain't none of Purim Doksmano, you have to collect without a Yeshua. What do we say by Shtar? Shtar needs a what? Shtar needs a Yeshua. Adim and Shtar are the same thing. A Migu doesn't beat out Adim, Migu, Lo Mahani, Neged Adim. So if a Migu doesn't work against Adim, so you can ask me a question in our Gemara whether a Migu beats out a Chazaka, right? If Chazaka is stronger than Shtar, how do I know if Chazaka is stronger than Shtar? Shtar, Chazaka doesn't need a Shua, yes? Shtar still needs a Shua, yes? So, Lamaisa, if a Migu cannot beat out Aiden, if a Migu cannot beat out Aiden, right? We know that. If a Migu can't beat out Aiden, so Lamaisa, what do you think about what? What do you think about Chazaka? That's what Taisa says. The whole Gemara's Kasha doesn't make any sense because it should be obvious. Yeah, because a Migu won't work. If a Migu doesn't work against a Shtar and Aiden, Koshkin b'makom Chazaka, a Migu's not going to work. Because the Chazaka is better than a Shtar, right? So through a Chazaka, you collect without a Shvua, Mashenkin Aide Shtar. So if a Migu doesn't work by Aiden, yes? If a Migu doesn't work by Aiden, Marie, so then what? If a Migu doesn't work by Aiden, that's what we wrote down. If a Migu doesn't work by Aiden and Shtar, right? Because Adim and Shtar are the same thing. They're the same level. Taisus assume. Adim and Shtar, no, in Taisus Kasha, Adim and Shtar are the same thing. In the Kasha, Adim and Shtar are the same thing. That's what we just said. They prove the what that hasn't been paid back. And if you're going to tell me that what? A Chazak is better, right? A Chazak is better, Lamaisa. So if a Migu doesn't work out by that, right? If a Migu doesn't work out by that, shouldn't it be what? Kosh came a makam chazaka, a Migu shouldn't work, right? If a Migu doesn't work against Adim, and Adim and Shtar are what? Are a lower level of what? Adim and Shtar are a lower level than chazaka. How did I prove that? Because chazaka doesn't need a shvua, and they need a shvua, yes? Yes? If chazaka lamaisa is stronger than Adim and Shtar, which I proved to you, that Chazaka doesn't need a Shua. And Adim and Shtar need a Shua. Yes? And Migu lost out to them, which are lower. For sure, a Migu's going to lose out to Chazaka, which is stronger. No? You haven't got that? Let's write it down in the notes. What kind of Shiloh is this in the Gemara? This is not a good Shiloh. If Adim and Shtar are weaker than Chazaka. Chazaka is stronger because it doesn't need a shul. Adim and Shtar does need a shul.
Yeah.
And we know a Migu loses out to these guys, So for sure, Amigu's going to lose out to what? Exactly. So what's the Shiloh and the Gemara? That's Tosfos Kasha. It's easy Kasha. The premise of the Kasha is equating Adam and Shtar. Right? And we're saying that that's how Reb Chaim is Masber this. Yes, Pinyamin. Tosfos
Kasha only exists if you assume that the Shvuah is the rice. If it's
Derabanan,
the
Rabbanan. No, it's not relevant. Shvuah rice. Right? It's not relevant at all.
If you say it's a Shvuah, the Rabbanan made the Tachana only on the Din of Shtar and they didn't make, and they
got it, didn't put it on Chazaka. The Shvuah is the Rabbanan. Well, your fellow Shvuah isn't the Rabbanan.
We had the Machlokes at the beginning.
That was Migu B'Makom Chazaka L'Maisa. But
right,
I'm saying.
Exactly. So the question
that's
is.
That's Migu B'Makom Chazaka L'Maisa in our Shiloh of the Gemara about Brat Mitosmani. But the din of Migu referring to what? The din of Shvuah Bishtar is by Liyifram and Echasim Yisomim. That is for sure the Rabbanan. It's a different din. Not the same as our Gemara.
So
it's not the same as our. We just proved L'Maisa that by one you need a Shvuah and the other you don't.
So it's for sure the Rabbanan?
Yeah, for sure it's the Rabbanan. No, is the Rabbanan. Any Shvuah that allows you to collect is only the Rabbanan.
So then if it's for sure the Rabbanan, then...
But it proves to you that one is stronger than the other. That proves to you, though, that one is stronger than the other. Why did the Rabbanan act by one and not the other?
Because it's Shtar, I would say that the Rabbanan would not want to put on Shtar on Chazaka because no one would ever use Chazaka. Because why would I ever hold by Chazaka? When I shvuah in
the
Mishnah, the whole
idea of the fact that the Rabbanan did not institute a shvuah in our Gemara, you're asking good, from Chazaka shows that the institution Chazaka is stronger. Whereas by Shtar, it's not as strong, and therefore they needed a shvuah. That's Tosfos Kasha. And once Migu loses out to Adam and Shtar, for sure it should lose out to Chazaka. So what's the Shire?
It doesn't make sense.
Just because it's the Rabbanan doesn't what upset this equation.
The
you're making a good argument. But I'm saying
Chazaka to be stronger than Shtar. Shtar is a physical thing that I say it happened. I don't have to make any assumptions. I have a thing in my hand that says that you owe me.
Yeah, I understand.
So Shtar seems like a
so
Shtar.
That's in your answer your own question. And despite that, they require to what a Shvuah.
Right,
that means that what Shtar is weaker than a Chazaka. That shows
but
that it's weaker than a Chazaka.
It goes against logic. There's the reason why I'm thinking that the Chachamim, if they make Shvuah required for a Chazaka, then the whole point of Chazaka, of reliance by Chazaka, is we're trying to get into the person's head saying, I didn't think I would be a Shtar. I didn't think I would be Aiden because I have a Chazaka.
But what I'm saying is that even though it's the Rabbanan, that doesn't upset this equation.
But
okay?
if you assume that the Chachamim didn't put the Shvuah because then everyone would be stuck saying that Chazaka is weaker than Shtar, you should have gotten a Shtar, and we never can get an alliance.
That's not what they're saying. They're not getting them. That's not what they're saying. They're saying to collect from the Yisomim, you need a Shvuah. That's all. And even if you have a Shtar, you need a Shvuah. They never said that by Chazaka and our Gemara.
Is there a reason why? Is there a reason why Shtar is weaker than Chazaka? Because Shtar, it seems Shtar than
Chazaka. Tosa's saying that you see descriptively that it is. It's like you said, the Chazaka is very strong. Okay, so let's get the Kasha. Okay, let's get it. So Tosa's Kasha is a what? Again, Nachamo. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is that Chazaka is stronger than Adam and Shtar. How do I know that? Because Chazaka doesn't need a Shvuah from our Gemara. We know that. You can collect from the Yisom and Gedolim, other Yisomim, even from Ketanim, without a Shvuah. And by Shtar, you need a Shvuah, so that shows that Chazaka is stronger. Adam and Shtar are on the same level. We know that Amigu loses out to Adam. Lamaisa, if Amigu loses out to Adam and Shtar, then for sure Amigu should lose out to Chazaka, which is Chazaka is stronger. Okay? So what's the Gemara Shaila? That's Tosfos Kasha. Ari, you got me? Okay, what's Tosfos Teretz? Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. All right, Azriel, let's go. What's Tosfos' answer? Go ahead.
So where he says,
it's not a Kasha at all, he says. Why is it not a Kasha? Go ahead. Right? Adim are stronger than Chazaka. The premise of Tosfos is absolutely wrong. Get it down. Adim are stronger than Chazaka. The highest level of Bira in Halacha is Adim. The Ramban writes as Cheskes Abatim. Nothing is like Adim. Don't give me the business. That's a wrong premise. Go ahead. What happens if Adim would come forward and say, we saw the guy pay at day 15? Go ahead.
Potter.
He would be Potter. Whatever Adim say goes. Ah, there's chazaka. Who cares? Adam saw it with their own very own eyes. He paid it day 15.
Wait, and then you don't eat a swear, right?
No, you walk away. You're putter. Adam, done. You're totally done. Go ahead.
So that shows Adam is stronger.
Yes, Adam is stronger. Go ahead. Be what? And even if they didn't say what? Even if they didn't say you paid after the Zman. No. Read the words. V'yamrei.
I have a question, though.
Yeah, but I want you to read the second side. V'yamrei what?
V'yamrei afilo after Zman.
And even if what? It's after Zman. And what did they say? Go ahead. They know they've been with the guy from day 30 to day 32, and the Lova never came around. We know for sure the Lova didn't pay. Go ahead. Below what? Exactly. You collect without a shrua, mamish, because you don't have to take a shrua at all. You might need a hesis. Okay, that's a hesis because why? That's a, you know, anytime it gets a tinus bari. But if there, 1 second, if there are eight of you, don't even need a hesis. Let's just get the pshat, then I'll take your kasha. Okay, you see the eight of them are what? The eight of them are saying what? What is the eight of them? They, with eight of them, you don't even need a hesis. So you see eight of them are what? Very, very powerful. Whatever eight of them say goes. If Adam say it day 15, what's the din? If Adam say it day 15, they paid. You're part. I ain't on a parental man. I don't care. What does Adam say after Zman? You haven't paid. And normally, if a guy says he paid, we don't care. The Adam, whatever Adam says goes. He's not even believed with the Hesses for Maisa. If their Adam didn't pay back, the mob is going with the Maisa against Chazaka. If their Adam didn't pay back, the mob is going. We cannot take a Hesses and get out of it. Go ahead, Umasha what? So he just broke that premise that I wrote on the board. I wrote on the board that what? Adim or what? Chazak is stronger. Adim, there's no way Adim are stronger.
Rebbe, with that premise, the premise was that Chazak is stronger than Shtar because Shtar you need to swear about Chazak you don't.
Right. That's what he's going to take care of right now.
Right, but what's it called? But if you had a Shtar with a swear, that would still beat a Chazak.
No, we're going to see. Read it. Tell you. So, Mashat Tzarek, what?
Mashat Tzarek, Shua, the Yeshlo Star.
So, why do you need a Shua with the Yeshlo Star? If Adim and Star are stronger, he's assuming Adim and Star are the same thing. And if Adim and Star are the same thing and they are stronger, so why do you need a Shua? Exactly what you're bothered by. Go ahead.
So,
because it doesn't show from the Star. Exactly.
No,
just because you're holding a star doesn't mean that what it wasn't paid back.
Well, you
why?
The star back
why? No. So go ahead, the Zimnin. The Zimnin, because sometimes Zimnin desire lay apshite the safra. Because sometimes what? You have it there. You shouldn't be zimnin. It's just in the Tosis in there, Lamaisa.
What?
It's in the Tosis. You shouldn't be zimnin. Zimnin.
Got it.
Read out. What happened? You went to the next page? Yeah, and Hamid Bey's, the Tosis there. Go ahead. He what? Read again, Vomari, from the start. Okay? You got it, Vomari.
Yeah. Vomari, the
Adim are better than Chazaka. They're stronger than Chazaka. You with me, Ariel? Go ahead. Exactly. We don't care about the Chazaka. They didn't win. Go ahead. Oh, they were with him from 30 to 32. We know the Lova didn't pay. Excellent. Whatever Adim say goes. You don't even have to take a Hesus at all. Go ahead. The Hesus, the Lova wouldn't help. Go ahead. Oh, so Adim and the Watchstar are what? Are the same thing, and they're stronger than Chazaka. My premise of my Kasha Suli was what? Was wrong. So why do you need Shua of a star like Azriel asked very nicely? Go ahead, Zeu, what? Zeu
the
fish and
Mitoch a star. Because you can't see like from the star itself, Impara in love.
Why not? Zimnin.
Sometimes desire lay shiti
Disafra. Kinamrinun. So what does that mean? It means like this. You lend me the money, yes? You have a shtar. Yes? I pay you back $100,000. I want the shtar back. You don't have enough money to pay the sofer. Sofer's another few hundred bucks. I say I'm not giving you the shtar back. Till you pay what? Till you pay for the sofer.
Really?
But the fact that I hold the shtar doesn't is not indicative that you didn't pay me back the loan, because you did pay me back the loan. So that's exactly what he means. The fact you need a shvuah by the shtar is because just because you're holding the shtar doesn't mean necessarily you weren't paid back. Maybe you're holding the shtar because the sofer payment wasn't paid back to you. But the ikar loan was paid back. You got me? So if that's the case, it's not indicative of anything. So therefore what? What is Tosis Teretz? Therefore, what's Tosis Teretz, Ariel? Let's get it down. Tosis says, how could the Gemara? Tosis asks, how could the Gemara have a shiloh when we come up with chazaka? What are you talking about? A chazaka is stronger than Adam and Shtar, because a chazaka doesn't need a shua. Adam and Shtar need a shua. And we know a migul loses out to Adam and Shtar. If a migul loses out to Adam and Shtar, for sure, a migul should lose out to chazaka. That was the discussion. Tosis answer is totally wrong. Adam and Shtar are stronger than a chazaka. That's baloney. Chazaka is not stronger. Adam and chazaka are stronger in the answer. They are stronger. Get it down your notes. If they're stronger, so then why do they need a shua? Why does a shtar need shvua? What's the answer? Exceptional case. Because why? Because he might be holding the shtar because of the sofer payments, but he really what? He really had paid him back the loan.
What do you mean the sofer payments?
I couldn't hear you.
What do you mean the sofer payments?
The what?
The sofer payments. What do you mean
the sofer? Someone's got to pay the sofer when the loan has no money. He needs a loan. So he says, please, Malva, lend me the money and also pay for the sofer. So the sofer is a few hundred extra bucks. So the loan was able to get $1,000 or $10,000 to pay back, but he doesn't have the what? I'll say it again.
What's the sofer? I should have said the sofer, but where's the sofer coming from?
That's what I'm saying to you. There's a man, a loan, that needs money. He needs a loan. He needs a loan. The Malva says, I'm willing to do it for you, but I'm not going to pay for the sofer. You got to pay for the sofer. The sofer has to be paid. It takes a long time to write up a shtar.
He's the person who writes it.
Yeah, sofer is a scribe. I'm sorry, I didn't translate that to you guys. I apologize. My own fault. It means a scribe. The sofer. There's a sofer who writes some shtars. You have a get nowadays. You think a Rav can write up a get? I don't know how to write up a get. Even Binyamin's father's beside a get and doesn't know how to write up a get. Like maybe an emergency, but he gets a sofer. You have a sofer, just leave a sevator, sevator, tulum, and zuzah. They used to have a sofer that would write up.
Is Rabbi Flew? No.
Yeah, he. I think he does. I don't know. No, I don't think he does also. He gets a sofer.
He's been doing a lot of guests during COVID.
He does. He does a lot, but he does them in Florida. But he doesn't. I think he has a sofer, he told me. He has a sofer, yes. You have to know how to do it. Rabbi Moshe once didn't have a sofer. It took him a whole day to write the get. He was so scared about it. Right? Dr. Drasko's Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe, the gun out the door. They say he had to write a get, but usually a sofer does. But Moshe knew it was a gun on the door, and he kept writing and then starting again, because he's afraid he would miss something. Okay, so they had a sofer for Malva and Lova. So Malva says, you pay for it. The Lova says, please, I have no money at all. Okay, so Malva says like this, I'll give you $100,000 a loan, and I'll pay the $500 for the sofer. Okay, so the Lova gets the $100,000, and what does he do? He pays him back. The loan.
Did they cross it out on the shtar? Like, how do they mean?
No. He gives him the cash. He gives him the cash. Malva b'chaveiro was sent in sarkal far away, right? You don't have to pay back the aid, right? So Lova says, please give me the shtar back. Malva's like, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you the shtar back. You still owe me $500 for the sofa. And the Lova says, I need a few more weeks for that. He says, fine, you can have a few more weeks, but I'm not giving him back the shtar. But holding the shtar, what do we normally say that indicates? Sruvin. What do we say that holding the shtar? That he didn't pay me back. It's not true. He did pay me back. Exactly. That is why you have to take a shvua. Because the shvua says to me, I have not what? You swear to Hashem in front of everyone that you haven't collected yet. That's a side reason. But at the end of the day, the Adim and the shtar are stronger than what? They need the shtar are what? Stronger than a chazaka. They need a shvua and what? Chazaka doesn't. That's a side reason. There's a side reason for that. So at the end of the day, Lamai, so the fact that what? A migu loses out to what? Adam star sheds no light about him, neither will it lose out to Chazaka. Therefore, the Gemara poses our question. Amazing, no? The star kept Tysus. Amazing, no? Yosef, you got it?
Why is...
Go ahead. Why is what?
The star needs to be stronger.
What'd you say? Yeah, not assume. We are. We're saying it is stronger. And Ishtar and Edom are stronger than Chazaka. Done. Usually it is. He proved that. Whatever Edom says goes. Edom said he paid back day 15. Win. Oh, but there's a Chazaka. I don't care if there's a Chazaka. Edom saw it with their own eyes. Edom went with the guy from 30 to 32. Oh, but if a guy says he paid it back in his mind, it's always believed. Not if it's against Edom. Okay? So Adam and Star, we always assume are twins here. Okay? This is a side point. He says they're not twins. That's why you need a shul by what? By Star, not by Adam. That's a side technical issue, like Cerulean said. Okay?
So we go with Mahom Star twins.
What'd you say? Pushup shot, Adam and Star are on the same level. Yes, that's correct. Just like Amigo would not beat out Adam, Lamaisa probably would not beat out a Star too as well. Alright, why you need a shul at the side point? Zir de Safran. Zir de Safran. Okay, we got that so far? This is the Chiddush L'maisa of the Taisus. Okay, and a very good Ha'ara too, as you said, Binyamin and Stuli. Yes, at this point, Shtar and Adam are on the same level. Yes, correct, well said. Just the issue about taking the shul is because of this Pshit to the Safra Svara. Okay, fine. And that's what it says in Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Yitzchak, this Pshit to the Safra. But absolutely, you cannot bring a raya that since Migu doesn't beat against Adim, Lomai should also beat against Chazaka. Adim are much better than Chazaka. Okay. Yes, Sue.
What was the Hava Mina? Why a shul would indicate which one's stronger?
Don't you think it's very mistaken like that? I mean, if a Chazaka, Lomai beats out a shul in Argomar, doesn't that show it's strong? Shows it's very strong.
You know, I mean, in fact, like why would the star, when the star comes along with the shul, why does that?
Because if you have a star and you still require a shua, that shows the star is weak.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But in our Gemara, Chazaka took care of a shua. You don't need to do a shua. Shows it's stronger. Tais says the whole thing is wrong. Absolutely wrong. Okay. In fact, the truth is, to me, the Havamin of Tais is the Chuddish to me. Because, I mean, everyone, that's kind of like the ABCs you always learn. The highest level of beer in Allah is what? Aiden. Apishnai made him. Yaakov Dover, right? Doesn't the Chumash say that? It's hard to believe that Taisus and his Kash is fathoming that Lamaisa Chazak is really Adifa Mishtar and Shtar and Adim, right? And it's hard for me to believe that Taisus and the Kash held like that, but that's what he basically was saying. No, he was saying, he says it black on white, right? He says, you know, Migus B'Makom Enarei, B'Koshken B'Makom Chazaka, the Chazaka Adifa Tfei. Kadika's Adifa Tfei, then Shtar and Adim, yeah, Taisus held like that. At that point, it's amazing. It's a very strong. It's a very big Chiddush premise to assume that Nakasha Tais destroys like we always say from Rotsrei Shlik. He was there for Shabbos. Yitzchak told me, he's calling me over last night what he said in Shalashidus. Lemaisa, yeah. So the premise of the Kasha is it destroyed or is it remain? You just come with a new theory. The premise of this Kasha is destroyed. He played right black on white. He says, don't give me that business. He says, Chas v'sholom, the lokasha klal, the vada Adim adifim mechazaka. It's nuts to say that chazaka is better than Adim and Shtar. That's nuts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't we always say that the lova is the one that pays for the suffering?
Yes. I said that twice already in Shur today. I'll say it 50 more times if I need to.
The Torah,
with Prater, 400, 800. Yes.
I don't understand
the Zimnim. What do
you mean Zimnim? There's no time where the Malta would pay for it. He'll just add that.
That's the general rule, Binyamin. But if the guy has no money, he's pleading to him.
Right. So what he'll do is he'll say, okay, so
it's Zimnim. Sometimes Zimnim.
So take out a bigger loan. I'll give you more money, and that money will be included, and will include enough money for you to pay for the sofer.
No, he wants the two separate things. He won't want a loan of 500, you pay the sofer. He doesn't have that, so he's got to pay for it himself, the mom. If he wants to do the loan, it's the same thing.
What is the mom gain by doing the loan He should not just not give him the loan. If the guy can't pay back the loan,
it's technical. It doesn't make a difference. Whether you give it to the loan or not, it's a separate payment. So say it like that. Instead of $500,000, he doesn't have $50,000. He's missing $200.
There's a way to include it.
It doesn't, but I'm saying it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, he doesn't have all the money to pay back.
So that's different. Because what happens is, then you say, I have a shot. Because if someone pays back partial shtar, it comes up later in Bava Basra, you pay partial shtar, you either write a receipt saying that I paid back.
Right, but it doesn't. But what I'm saying, it doesn't make a difference regarding our kid. Because it blocks the fact that because you're holding the shtar, that doesn't indicate you didn't pay the loan. That's the svara. I'm saying even with what you're saying, the notion of holding the shtar is not indicative of that it hasn't been paid. That's the theory that Tyson is saying. Okay. All right, go ahead. Ach kosher. Go ahead, Asriel. You're doing a great job. Ach kosher. He says he doesn't like the whole shaila. The whole shaila doesn't make any sense to him. Let's get this down, Ariel. No, it makes no sense at all, this whole shaila with the Mikum Makum Chazaka. He says, I can prove it to you from a Gemara and Shavuos of Rami Bar Chama that we don't say it. Go ahead, read again. Ach kosher.
Ach kosher.
The Mikum
Makum Chazaka. He doesn't.
I can prove it to you from another Gemara in Shas that Migud loses out to Chazaka. From who? Go ahead. Go ahead. It says in the seventh parak of Maseches Shavuos. Go ahead. If you're mafkid, your friend, let's say I'm mafkid, let's say an automobile to you guys with a shtar. I'm mafkid. I deposit my automobile to Yosef with a shtar. Go ahead. You know, I think stars in parentheses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mine it is. You change it to Adam. Thank you. Excellent. You have to return it with Adam. Yes, Yosef's got to return it with Adam. I have star that I gave my automobile to watch for 2 weeks. He's got to return it with Adam. Go ahead. And now he starts playing games with me, Yosef. And he says, Rebbe, I returned it to you. He's not believed to say I returned it to you with a migu. Obi is migu.
Dibai Omar did.
Nensu, there was a thunderbolt. There's a thunderbolt that burned up the car. So Yosef has two options of claims. He could say, Rebbe Echzarti, I returned it. He has a migu to say it was a thunderbolt. Shomer Chinim Spata from Onsen. Both those claims would have got him off the hook. He's not believed with either of them. Why not? Mishum Damatzi, Amar Lei. Because why? I can say I'm the mafkid, the depositor. Go ahead. Yeah, read again. Mishum.
Mishum did not say
Amarle,
he's able to say,
Star my boy. What does Star Chabiyadi, my boy, mean?
I have a star.
The fact that I have a star shows Yosef, you did not return my automobile. Because you would have demanded my star back. And the fact you didn't demand my star back shows that you did not return it. Okay?
What is the
mouth body
mean in that phrase?
I couldn't hear you. My boy, what is it doing in your hand? Starcha biyadi. I want you to notice the rest of your life. Starcha biyadi, my boy. The fact that it's in your hand proves that it hasn't been paid back.
The only answer is the first thing.
Wait, what does it say? The kol shekain? Go ahead. So what do you see? That amigu's not believed against the what? Against the star picado. Yes? His time is not believed. He's not believed. Go ahead. The kol shekain. Kol shekain, you don't say amigu b'makom chazaka. Why not?
The chazaka did what the any.
Because Chazaka is better than the star, because Chazaka doesn't need a what?
Shrua.
Doesn't need a Shrua. At least the star needed a Shrua, right? Vitaima, go ahead.
Vitaima, the Starcha Biyadi, my boy.
Yeah, the reason he was Starcha Biyadi, my boy, lo what?
Lo
Mahani Lepotro. It doesn't help you to get out of a Shrua. So in other words, the bottom line is that what? Is that who has to what? Take a shua. I have to take a shua as the mafkid. Star Chabiyari, my boy, is not powerful enough to get me out of a shua, but at least gives me the privilege to take a shua and be able to what? And be able to, collect. So what is Toys asking? You see from this Gemara where in Shuas, hands down, that Migu does not beat out of Chazaka. How do you see it hands down? How do you see it hands down? What do you say, guys? What do you say, guys? What do you see from this? What do you see from this? What do you say? Why do you see from this, Meek? What do Rav and Bar Chama say? I deposited by Yosef my car, and I have a shtar. And Yosef, I come 2 weeks later, Yosef, please give it back. Yosef is not believed to say, I returned to Rabbi with a Meek of Nansu, because I have a shtar. Yes? So the star beats out the what? The migu. Okay. So kol shekain, the star beats out the migu. Kol shekain what? Kol shekain, the migu will lose out the chazaka. Why? Why? Because the chazaka is what?
Stronger because
what is the chazaka here? Chazaka is better than a shua, like the case in our Gemara, right?
That he didn't give it back.
The case in our Gemara, the father dies to chazman, you can collect without a what? Without a shua. And I don't need it. You don't need a shua. And shtar chabiyot, my boy, is not powerful enough to what? Is not powerful enough to shtar chabiyot. Are you with me? Shtar chabiyot, my boy, is not power enough to pot you from a shua. So the mafkin wants his car back. He has to take a shua that it wasn't returned. And if migu does not work b'makom shtar, which it doesn't. So kol shekain, it doesn't work b'makom what? Kol shekain, it doesn't work with makom chazaka, right? But didn't we say, go ahead, Tzuli, that didn't we disprove that?
It's a different reason why Shtar is saying.
Well, don't. Well, you have to say it like this. Don't push it off like Tyson said earlier, right? Because why?
We got it wrong.
because why? Because you can't push it off like Tyson said earlier. From Shtar, there's no raya. Elish Hifkin at slow, but it's not a raya that he didn't return the pikado because the mafkin it's a chaver b'Shtar. You have to return it to him, what? The star. And the star is what? The star is a raya that he didn't want, he didn't return it to him. There's no notion of sofer. There's no notion of the sofer. You follow me?
In this case, that is.
Right. So what is Tyson saying? No, by Picado, there's no notion of a sofer.
Yes, I mean, before we said that the reason we're dealing with the
is because of the sofer. But here there's. So what are we saying here? We're saying that Aiden is the highest level of beer, right?
Yeah.
But we said that one of the answers, Shtar was what? We said that Chazaka was less than Aiden, yes? But you were asking where is Shtar falling now? So what is he saying?
He's saying
there's Aiden, there's Chazaka, and then there's Shtar. He's saying there's Aiden, then there's Chazaka, and then there's Shtar. So basically what we're saying is that since the Migu can't beat out what? Beat out the Shtar, so certainly Migu can't beat out what? Beat out of Chazaka, so then we're back to the drawing board. Why else have a shayla of Miku Makum Chazaka? See, Tysus in the answer destroyed the premise that Chazaka was better than what? Chazaka was better than Aiden. Chazaka is not better than Aiden. It's not better than Aiden at all, Lamaisa. And we assume that Aiden and Shtar are the same level in the answer. Then Tysus says, no, I'm fine tuning it a little bit. There's Aiden, there's Chazaka, and then there's Shtar. Because in this case, what do we say? In this case, we say that you must return it with what? You must return it with a star, even though we got rid of that. Didn't we get rid of that in the parentheses? You got to return it with Aiden. No. You got to return it with Aiden. But the bottom line is, and that's what the Porat Yosef says. He says, you look at Tyson, Daf Ayinim Ibeis, and Baba Basra. The end of your mask Sof Sof. You have to return it with Aiden and get out of the Shua. But with a shua, you're believing in the migu. So the whole kasha is not a kasha, lemaisa. It's not a kasha at all because over there, the migu would be not the star. Over there, the migu would be not the star. So the Porat Yosef is a great kasha. See, according to Tyson Bobasa Davayan, he was bringing up a case of star where what? The migu lose out to the star. Well, that's not true necessarily. If you don't have that gears to the star, Lamaisa, the only reason why you have to return with Aiden is to get out of the shua. But Lamaisa, if you want to take the shua, you'd be believed. So the Migu would believe you against the star. So what's Tysus? Tysus Kash is not even a Kash, says the Parat Yosef. Tysus Kash is not even a Kash. If you look in the Parat Yosef, the Parat Yosef says that, according to Tysus Bava Basra, the way he read the Gemara over there, if you want to return with Aiden, Zutter, hey, that'll get you out of the shua. But if you don't return with Aiden, you can still take a shua. The Migu allows you to take a shua, and Lamaisa, you would win. So the Migu would beat out the star, Lamaisa. So it doesn't say that in the Gemara there. That's what the Parah Yosef points out. But okay, Tyson didn't learn like that. Our Tyson didn't learn like Tyson Bobasu. Even though they're two toes of the same Masechta, But Haman based it outward like I am advanced. And therefore, he's basically saying that Starcha Biyodi, my boy, is not strong enough to get you out of what? Starcha Biyodi, my boy, is not strong enough to get you out of the Shvua. The Mafkid has to take the Shvua. The Mafkid has to take the Shvua. But the bottom line is that what? The Mafkid has to take the Shvua. And Lamaisa, the bottom line is that Lamaisa, that notion, Taisa says, that Starcha Biyodi, my boy, doesn't pop you with the Shvua, but if you take the Shvua, you are Neman. You are Neman, Lamaisa. You are Neman. So, Lamaisa, the fellow Lamaisa, the Parah Yosef says, you know, if you look at Taisa Navayinim and Beis, it's not true. Yosef wins. The guy would be believed, Lamaisa. Migu does beat out a star. The Migu does beat out a star. So, if the Migu beats out a star, so Lamaisa, you have no right to say, oh, since the Migu doesn't beat out a star, Kosher can and won't beat out a Chazakah. So what's your Shiloh here? Fakir, Migu does beat out a star over there, says the Parah Yosef. Okay, but our Tysus doesn't learn like that Tyson Bob Basra. And Mela, what you have is three rungs. You have Aiden, you have what? Chazakah, and then you have Star. And he wants to claim that just like a Migu loses out to Star, and since a Chazakah is stronger than Star, you should have no Shiloh. Yeah, go ahead.
But I think you could even still say that Star is still part of Edom. You just say that not all types of Edom are equal. We know on Zahadi is the strong type of Edom. You could say Star is in the weaker.
Well, Edom is even, I don't know if you could say that. Edom and Anasadi are always the same level. Edom are like Anasadi. strongest thing.
So let me say that Star is like a quasi-Edom.
Right. So why don't you answer from our Shiloh then? Why do we have a Shiloh? Like Rami Bracham is saying the Pharisee, so Migu shouldn't work. Migu does not beat out Bakhazaka. Doesn't beat out a star. Koshkin doesn't beat out a Chazaka. He's saying Chazaka still is better than a star. Even though in the Teretz, he seemed to say that what? Adim and star, and then you have Chazaka. He's saying, no, there's levels. There's Adim, Chazaka, and then star. Now, if a Migu doesn't beat out a star, for sure it shouldn't beat out a Chazaka. So what's the answer? Go ahead, Azriel. The Shema. How does he answer this Kasha? Go ahead, the Shema. The Shema. Don't tell me you lost a place.
I got it.
Baruch Hashem. Go ahead, Vishema. It's okay if you're lost. I lose a place all the time. Go ahead, Vishema. I lose it more. Don't worry. Go ahead, Vishema.
Vishema so get the hafa lo sabra.
Lo sabra.
Lo sabra. Rami Barachama.
Beautiful. Who says our suga holds like Rami Barachama? Rami Barachama is the one in Shavuos who says that. Maybe we hold it and have to return it with a star. Maybe we don't have to return with a star. In fact, that was our girsa, no? Maybe Yosef's believed to say with the Migu of Nansu. And therefore what? You can't be answered from there. The Migu loses out to Chazaka. Maybe the Migu wins. It's kind of like what the Parat Yosef was saying. Instead of Tosa saying we don't hold like Rami Barachama, if you look at that Gemara closely, Tosa Babasa read the Gemara like what? Like Tosa's answers. Yeah. That in fact you are believed to take a Shvua against what? Against the star. If you read it properly. Somehow Tosa's Lamaisa. Somehow, that's why I don't know why in the parentheses, why they put in parentheses. I think in the Teretz of Taisa, you should keep it as star, because that's what Taisa was assuming. That's what Taisa is assuming, Lamaisa. In the whole Kasha, Lamaisa, you have to return to Bishtar. Maybe our Sigolds, you don't have to return to Bishtar. And you are believed, Lamaisa. And Migu is believed against the star, you're believed with the Shulam. So I think it would be better to leave the word there, to tell you the truth, Lamaisa. Right? Because he says, Tosas later on Davayin says, you don't have to return it. He says, Sarach Lachzer Lubishtar. Tosas Lekaman Davayin, Lemaisa. Sarach Lachzer Lubishtar. Chenu Barash Bamayin Alf Omer Alf. Mechinim Egiu Kam Tosarach Lachzer Lubishtar. Lemaisa. There's no reason why. So he says, like we said. He said, there are girsas that keep it with star. I think it would be better to keep it with star because that's what our Tosas held. And then Tosas gives an answer and says, no. Maybe our Sugya says, you don't need a Bishtar. But in the Kashi, he held what you needed to do a Bishtar. So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa of Taisus. Maybe you could say like this, though. Maybe give a different Teretz of Taisus Kashi. What's the different Teretz? We have a 10th guy coming or nobody coming? Doesn't look that way. Lamaisa. Maybe we can try to get a 10th guy because we got 9.
I saw a guy coming on the roof.
No. Maybe text someone you know. I don't want to answer, start the certain. Let's try to see if you can get someone. Okay? All right. Maybe you have a friend that can come. Okay? All right. The Shidim Gubat says, B'Shem the Gilyon says like this. Shem Gilyan Taisis. He gives a different teretz of Taisis Kasha. What's the different teretz of Taisis Kasha? Maybe over there in Basra Davayinim and Beis, it says, Mafke Bishtar is not believed to say Nechzarti with the Miku of Nensu. I want you to get this down. Because the Mafke Ni, who's holding the star, is like Mukhsak. What's a Mukhsak? 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 Someone who's holding the star, what's a Mukhsak? What's a Mukhsak? What's a Mukhsak mean? You're Mukhsakis with it, okay? What does that mean? You have Bailus over it. You have total Bailus over it. I have a star. Even though physically the automobile is in the driveway of Yosef, but since I have a star, I'm Mukhsak in it. What does that mean, I'm Mukhsak in it? That means, kol only livos kegavui dami. You ever heard of the phrase? Let me write it on the board. So, machlokes beishamim besilim sota daf kafei. Please get it. Kol omei livos kegavui dami. Kol omei livos is kegavui dami. If I have a star, it's like I can bank it in any time, cash it in. So if I had a star, even though physically the automobile's in Yosef's driveway, it's like I'm a muksik in it. So that turns the migu of Yosef into a what? Migu lahotzi. Migu lahotzi, lamais, is normally not good, right? Migu lahotzi is normally not good. So therefore, migu lahotzi lo amrini. That's why the migu over there is bad. But in our case, what is the migu? Is the migu lahotzi or liftor? You tell me. In our case, who's saying the migu? The lov is saying the migu. It's a migu liftor. So that's why in our Gemara, we can clear the shaila whether a migu b'makom chazaka. Because the migu is liftor. Such a migu is easier to say. But the migu on daf ayin and beis and in shuas is a migu lahotzi. A migu lahotzi is not acceptable. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. So don't bring me to... Tos says, oh... How can you have a shayla migu machazaka? Answer the shayla from Baba Basha Dabayin and from Shuas. What kind of a different migu? Migu over there is the one lahotzi. Here the migu's liftor. That's a very, very sharp answer. That's what the Gilyan answers. And the etzim yisod, and the guys who are learning cheskes abatim and bikiyas, that through a star you become a muksuk, you should be familiar from Taisa Lamed Bezim and Beis. Taisa says if you have a star, you believe with a migu. Because it becomes a migu lahachsi. And the Ksos HaKosh and Simen Pei Gimel Sifkan Hei says, even though we pass like Besilo, that Shtar Omen Ligvos is lav kigav uidami, but Lagavi this, Besilo agrees you're a machsik, you're a muksak, you're kigav uid. You follow what I'm saying? Normally you hold like Besilo, what I wrote on the board is Beshama. Besilo holds, call it Gav Omen Ligvos, is what is lav kegavui dami. But here, if you're holding a star, lav kegavui dami. But here, if you're holding a star, what happens to migu with a star, if you have a star, it transforms it into a what? Even though it's lav kegavui, it makes it like you're a migu, it makes it a migu lahasik. A migu lahasik is fine. A migu lahotzi is not acceptable. So that's a svara that you could suggest. The Taisa says that on the base and base. So why do you bring up the whole Gemara there? Take a look at Baba Basra Davayinim and base. Take a look at Baba Basra Davayinim and base. You look on with Orin. That's the Shiloh. Thank you, Yosef. Baba Basra Davayinim and base. The two migus are different. Look at the Gemara. Boy, Mene Rav Amram and Rav Chista. You got it? Ayinim and Alf. 5 lines on the bottom. I mafked the automobile with a star. Yosef says, I return it. Bow. Since he could have said there was an onus, he's believed all said star. Dilma, Matsi, Amarle, star, Chibiyadi, my boy. Or I could say, what do you mean? I have the star. It shows you didn't return. Amarle, Meheman. Your belief, Frekim Ralein Lishtarka Biyari, my boy. What do you mean your belief, Yosef? Let me say Shtarka Biyari. Amalei Latimech. Can I Nensu me Matsi? Amalei Shtarka Biyari, my boy. When you say Nensu, can you say Shtarka Biyari, my boy? Amalei. Sof, Sof, Amar, Ki, Amar, Nensu, Lav, Shul, boy? But he's got to take a shua. He's got to take a shua. Yosef Lomaitz has got to take a shua at the end of the day. That's why I'm saying Lomaitz, that when Tosis gives an answer, Shema Sugidach, a little silver cover of Rachama, he holds that he's believed with a shua, Lomaitz. Right? You are believed with a shua. That's what the Par Yosef says. Par Yosef says that Tosis learns that you have to return it with Aiden to pop you from a shua. But you can believe, you're believing the shua. The whole Tosis here is very difficult. Our Tosis assumes you have to return with a shtar. That's his girsa. That's Tosis' girsa in that Gemara. That's not the standard girsa in that Gemara. Tosis later on in that Gemara says not that way. You are believing the shua. So how does that sugya indicative that a migu loses out? The migu does allow you to take a shua. If anything, it allows you to take a shua. Tosis must say, that's why I think you should keep the word star. That's why I think you should keep the word star, Lamaisa. Okay? There's no reason to correct it, because Lamaisa, if you leave the word star, that's what Tosis held. Tosis held, Lamaisa, that a migu loses out, Lamaisa, to the what? To the star. We're pointing out a bunch of shows that the migu wins over there. So if the migu wins, Lamaisa, you have no proof from that Gemara. They're trying to say, oh, you should clear from that Gemara Bar Chama until Migu loses. That's only the evidence, the Chalaksir Bishtar. Migu loses out the Shtar, and for sure loses out the Chazak, which is stronger than the Shtar. And how do you know Chazak is stronger than the Shtar? Because here in our Gemara, you don't need a shul with the Chazak. But Shtar, you need a shul leave from the Chazisom. Tosis already earlier said, no, that's a technical reason, the only reason why you need it. But it seemed like he was staying steadfast that Adam and Shtar are twins. Here he's breaking it down and saying, no, Adam and Shtar are not twins. There's Adam. I'm going to write it on the board now. There's Adam, there's Chazaka, and then there's what? And then there's Shtar. Adam is the highest. Chazaka is number two, and number three is Shtar. That's the way he's saying it. Before he started, the Achkasha seemed like Adam and Shtar were on the same level. And the reason why I think it was this technical reason. Now he's kind of going back, is what Sruli said, right? And what Ariel says, that Chazaka really stronger than Shtar. He's going back on that. And he's saying that no, Chazaka is really stronger than Shtar. But Adam is, of course, the top level. And he thought it should be a double posha that Migu loses out. If it loses out the Shtar, loses out the Chazaka. Hello? Who says it loses out? Who says Migu loses out the Shtar? What do you mean? Tabor HaPor Yosef points out the Gemara. Tosis points out over there, no. With a Migu, you believe with a Shul. With a Migu, you attack a believe with a Shul. It doesn't lose out at all. What are you talking about? You want to return it to Adam and get out of the shul, that's fine. Our Tosis keeps saying it loses out, loses out. Who says it loses out? If you assume you got to return to the star, then that's showing you lose it out. Not everyone holds like that. In fact, Tosis, to give an answer to this kasha, says our sugya doesn't hold like Rami Merkama. We're saying Rami Merkama also holds like that. According to these other Rishonim. According to the Tosis, Lomais. According at least to Tosis, that's what the Par Yosef is pointing out. Our sugya holds, you don't have to return the star. You believe Lomais with the migu. And you believe that they are shul. So that's the Chiddush Lomaisa. And what's the Lomdus? The Lomdus is that when you have a star, you are morphed into becoming a muhsak. So your migu is no longer lahaksik. I'm sorry. Your migu is no longer lahotzi. It's lahaksik. That's acceptable. Who says that in Shas? Tosis says it. On Lamed Beis and Beis. You have the... Sorry. Tosis, Lamed Beis and Beis. What are you sorry for? You did it very quickly. Lamed Beis and Beis in the top Tosis. What does Tosis say? Victiritz, oh, this is amazing. Actually, I don't know if it's so amazing. Victiritz Rivam. It's the same Rivam. Yeah, but actually, it's not a problem. The Rivam is the beginning of our Tosis. Who's talking here in this line of the Tosis? Tosis himself, it's not a problem. Look at that top Tosis, underline it. Three lines. I'm amazing. Tiritz Rivam, the law. Minimi Lotsi, the Mamo. What'd you say? Lamed Beis and Beis. Tiritz Rivam, right? Yeah, the Lord made me lahotzi mamon umashu muksik bekark and from the karkas balakas came an inlo star. When you have a star, it's fine. There's no problem. You see that inami imyesh lo star o chazaka. There's not a problem migul lahotzi if you have a star. If you have a star, you become the what? If you have a star, you become the muksik. It's not a problem. That's exactly what's happening here. And our sugya, the migu is what a good migu because migu liftor. In the sugi, Don't ask me a cash over there from Dafayin. Dafayin, the reason why the Migu is good over there, what? Why aren't you believing the Migu? Because the Migu over there is what? Kolom and Ligmas Gagobin, it's a Migu Lahotzi. Whoever has the star wins. You become a Muxer. So your Migu is Lahotzi over there. Yosef Lamaisa, his Migu is Lahotzi. That's why the Migu is bad. But in our Sugya, what? It's a Migu Laughter. So a Migu Lifter might be good, but Machal Chazaka. So that's an answer that's given as well. Allah is a beautiful answer. Okay, we got this? Comes out to be an answer. Now we're up to Lamaisa. We're in the middle of the Tazis. Let's finish up Lamaisa. We do? Someone's coming? That's great. Okay. Let's finish up, let's start picking up from the low dummy tomorrow. Finish up. I want to finish up with something in Chumash and Allah. Okay? We got a chazan this over, guys. Okay? The chazan this over. Okay? Let's just close with the following Lamaisa in the Chumash, in the Halacha from the Chumash. We're in the middle of the Taisha's low dummy. Okay? We have a Mechina next Monday. We're going to have it. Okay? We'll probably have oral Mechina, I would imagine. Okay? We got to start Chazan at least Wednesday, we're going to have it. We have to start Chazan on Wednesday. But I want to try to get to the middle of the Vavim and Aleph by the two dots. Okay? So we have 2 days to try to do that. Okay? You see the Gemara there on Daf? Vavim and Aleph? The Gemara there in Vavim and Aleph to get to the two dots is right here. I'd like to try to get to it. I really would. All right, we'll see. Okay? Or maybe we'll see. We'll try to chazer Lamaisa. All right. We'll see what'll be on the Chinuch. Let's close with something in the Chumash. And that is that there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis from yesterday's Parsha. If a meis, before he dies, tell you to do something, tells the kids there's a mitzvah to listen to his words. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. And there's different rishonim that have different rules about it. Some shita say if they put the money by a third party and they said pay someone else back. But if they didn't give it to a shlish, then maybe you don't have to listen. But nevertheless, I want you to know the principle. There's a principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, number one. And number two, in the Chumash, there's a din of Shiva in the yesterday's Parsha. Normally, we pass like the Rosh and the Ramah, that all available bizman is the Rabbanan, except the Ramachaber quotes from the Rifnir on the first day of death. If you bury the person on the day of the death, then that first day is the Arisa. We paskin that all availus those the Rabbanan. There is a collector's item, the Ravid, that says that even Shloshim is the Arisa. Yushami says Shiv is the Arisa. The Ravid says Shloshim is even the Arisa. So we don't accept any of that. The Ashkenaz, the Ramon, the Rosh, everything is the Rabbanan. But what do you do with the Pasuk Chumash? Yushami's marker. It says, Yas, Abel, Shiv, Yushami. So ultimately, what you have to say, guys, it's Kodem Matan Torah. So if it's Kodem Matan Torah, it cannot serve as a makor for this halacha to be that it's going to be imperative in Midi Raisa, because it's Kodem Matan Torah. And that, even though the Yushami is it, we don't accept it, Allah Lamaisa. So you have to know that all the dinim of Avelis are Drabonon, Bismanazet, from the time of the Stimus Akoyo. Aninis is from the time of death till the burial, not only has a din Midi Raisa, you can't even catch him in Maisa Shani. The Ptur of Mitzvahs is only the Rabbanan. The Ptur of Mitzvahs is Eset. You have to observe Lavin. But when a person goes from an Oval, an Own into an Oval with the Tzimis HaGoyl, according to Rashi, it's a closing of the coffin. According to Rabbi Natan, it's the interment of the coffin, which we pass like a bit of time. Then he becomes an Oval. It's kind of all Mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rashi says the Rabbanan, except one first day tefillin in the which doesn't come up in a lot of America because if you do the Leviah one or two, so a few more hours, you're putting from the tefillin. Next day, the second day of Shiva, that's when you have the tefillin. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop at Mincha. Everyone, have a wonderful day. I'm proud of you guys. You keep working. Thank you, sir, for coming.